Thanks for joining us again today in today's episode of This Guys. We hope that today's own will actually add more knowledge to you. Sit and listen. Yes, I was at first what people still think I am, but my silence brought me into this wrong hand completely. Being sincere, no one could tell how desperate I was, ready to join any group of friends in school just to ease myself from the boredomness that had found itself more comfortable with me, yet made me more uncomfortable to leave a closely relationship with any other personnel, either opposite or similar in gender. My secret was my secret, more inner than any hidden part of my body, for even my mouth couldn't express what I had as secret in my heart. Every day, it kept beating more faster than the predictable stroke of the drum pad of the world encapsulated thereof, yet never stopped a second to have me peace of mind. There are times it kept beating continuously that it nearly opened the door to my heart, out of my chest. But with constant plea and bargaining, it had repented several times just to continue its usual beat, though within my heart. In alignment to this very beat, I was this day walking and singing for hope when I had a tap at my back. It nearly sent the ghost after me to meet my ancestors, for I wasn't in that vicinity at that moment, mentally, though physically present. Alas, it was Chuka. I had been calling you for long, ever since you passed through Mama Wonder's canteen, but just like you've refused to give response, Chuka said. I'm very sorry, I continued. Hope all is well. With a smile in his face, he said, sure, I'd been. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm actually okay, I interrupted him. I began to walk some steps backward, facing him just to have a turn when he held onto my hand and said, I just want to invite you to my friend's party. I know you might not want to because you've always been alone. Lonely to yourself. Within my mind, I said, I'd love to, but would it be safe? Moses, you've loved to come, for there will be a lot of people there to mingle with, he continued, smiling sheepishly. Especially those beautiful girls in Abuja Hostel. I believe you understand. So would you mind to come over? He said. While he was talking, I thought it over and already decided to give him a negative answer. But as I was about to voice out my response, he interrupted me and said, thanks for accepting. 5 p.m. tomorrow. Don't miss it. Indeed, I was dumbfounded why he handed the invitation card to me. Should I go or not? I thought within myself, should I?